So I have some things I want to share with you. The question is, what gift are you giving Jesus? Those kings came and they brought gifts to Jesus. We're going to talk about that. But what gift do we bring? So in Matthew 2, verse 11, it says this. They entered the house and saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasure chests and gave him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. The first gift, notice the first gift. First gift they gave was that they bowed down and worshipped. The first gift they gave was themselves. That was the most important gift, themselves. And then the second gift, gold, and then frankincense and myrrh. We've heard that a lot, but do you know the symbolism behind that? The first thing was gold, right? Gold was a tribute that you brought to a king. Whenever dignitaries came to say hello to a king, to bring greetings, whatever, they would bring gold. They would bring tribute. And so the kings or the wise men or whatever they were delegation from kings, definitely, if they were wise men, if they were astrologers, whatever they were that delegation. So that gold was the symbol of this baby is king. This baby is king. The second thing, frankincense. Frankincense. What's frankincense? You know? Huh? That's not the spices one as much as it's a resin, actually, that was an incense that was sweet to the burning, okay? It was something that was very difficult to get, to harvest and put together. It was expensive as well, but frankincense was saved for worship. It was burned in the temple, in the tabernacle, when there was worship. So here they are, bringing this newborn baby, frankincense, that is used in worship. And this symbol is to say he is worthy of worship. He is deity. We talked a couple weeks about the incarnation of God with us, that God being with us is what Jesus is, Emmanuel, God with us. And then the last one, myrrh. Myrrh. Now, this is a weird one to bring to a baby shower. Okay, because myrrh was a burial, it's like a burial spice. It was used in the preparing a body for burial. Boy, you would have thought maybe bring some onesies or something. Myrrh? Why would you bring myrrh? Well, it was foreshadowing of the life that Christ was going to live on earth. Myrrh. They gave Jesus myrrh, that bitter tasting myrrh. They gave it to Jesus when he was being crucified. You've heard that they gave gall to him when he was thirsty. I thirst. Gall is a mixture of wine and myrrh. So they used that. Myrrh was offered here as a baby. It was offered during his crucifixion. And then it was used when he was buried. So these three kings that we see, these three magi, these astronomers, these wise men, these whatever they were, brought gifts that were symbolic of who this baby was. Number one, a king. Number two, deity worthy of worship. Number three, foreshadowing that he would give his life. None of it would have been acceptable without that first gift, though. The first gift was the most important, that they bowed and worshiped him. bowed and worshiped him. They gave of themselves. How about the shepherds? Let's look at what the shepherds gave. Luke chapter 2. When the angels had returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see this thing that's happened, which the Lord has told us about." First gift, response. Let's go. Let's go and see. Let's investigate what has happened. Let's get involved. They hurried to the village and found Mary and Joseph, and there was the baby lying in the manger. And seeing him, the shepherds told everyone what had happened, what the angel had said to them about this child. That was another gift that they told everyone. You know, we have now this dichotomy between the people who tell everyone, and they go door to door, and they're kind of, I don't know, intrusive, and want to tell people who really don't really want to know, right? We've seen those. Most of us are laying on our living room floors when they're coming around the neighborhood hiding. And then we have, on the other end of the spectrum, millions of followers of Jesus who don't say anything because we really want to respect. Don't talk about religion, politics, don't do that. And someplace in between has to be a balance. What did the shepherds do? They went and told the truth of their experience. And that's all we're to do, is go and tell the truth of our experience. How do we do that now? Well, you got social media. I hope we'll see a bunch of pictures of all these cute kids on Facebook this afternoon. I hope we'll see reports of what's happening. What is God doing in your church, through your church? What is he doing in your life? It's okay to share those things. The shepherds went and told everyone what God was doing. All who heard the shepherd's story were astonished, but Mary kept these things in her heart and thought about them often. Then the shepherds, they went back to work, went back to the office. They went back to their flocks and glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen. So they worshiped again. They glorified, they praised, they worshiped. And that is the key. I love these little kids' answers to what would you give Jesus for a present. Perry, I would give Jesus a lot of money, a big sheep, okay, and a balloon that reads, "It's a boy." That's awesome, Perry, thanks. Well, the reality, Perry, you've got it right, because there was a huge celebration. Christmas is a celebration of the gift of God that God has given us to give us his presence. He'll walk with us through the hard times. He'll accompany us. He'll be God with us. He's given this great gift of forgiveness, of being with him forever. And you know what, Perry, with the big balloon and stuff? I don't know if the angels had balloons and stuff. Maybe some of those Mylar ones. I don't. Those are kind of expensive, but they spare no expense. But I'm sure there were some trumpets blowing. I'm sure that one angel who couldn't contain themselves, who said, "I bring you good news of great joy that'll be for all the people." And then a whole giant group, a vast number, came around to join in the celebration. All right, how about the next one? Jordan. If I had been one of the wise men, I would have brought a blanket. I would have brought a pillow and a blanket, because Jesus might have been cold. Jordan, she's very practical. It makes sense. What a great gift idea, Jordan. How amazing that God chose to have Jesus enter our world in such a humble setting. You know, God could have chosen to have Jesus born into into a situation that was in a palace with everything sanitized and ornate, with servants running all over the place. But he didn't do that. You know why? So Jesus would be approachable by everyone at all times. There's no one that can really say, I mean, if Jesus had done the palace life thing, it would have been celebrity. And you know, we don't really draw close to celebrities. We just take selfies with them, right? It's not something where they're approachable. So in having Jesus come to earth, God pour himself into this baby in a humble setting. It was so that none of us could ever say, well, he's always had a silver spoon in his mouth. He never really understood. He's always had it easy. Let's look at one more. Hunter, what would you give Jesus? I would have brought a dog to Jesus because he needed protection, says Hunter, age 6. Nope, you notice here that he didn't say a cat. I just bring that up again. The cat would have been useless and just walked away, but he said he would have brought a dog to give what? Protection. Well, what I would say to Hunter is, Hunter, Jesus needed protection because Herod freaked out when he heard the news of a new king being born. When he saw a delegation coming to bring gold, frankincense, myrrh. What? Herod was threatened. So Herod said, all male children under 2 will be killed, will be put to death, to get rid of his competition. But God sent an angel to Joseph and said, hey, you're going to go to Egypt. So Hunter, cool idea with the dog, but God's got it covered, man. God gave protection. Their gift. What gift are you giving Jesus? See, Jesus gave everything for us. He offers us the gift of forgiveness, grace, heaven, and being heirs to the kingdom of God. I can't even wrap my mind around that. When we respond like the shepherds, we say, let's go, let's get involved, let's be part of this. When we respond like the wise men, we bow, adore, worship, and give what we have. Like in Romans 12, 1 and 2, and so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all he's done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind you'll find acceptable. Not a sacrifice that you would kill, not a sacrifice, but saying, I give who I am, I give what I have to this newborn king. A couple weeks ago, I told you that my favorite Christmas song was Dominic, the Italian Christmas donkey. And Ed almost posted it this week. Hee-haw, hee-haw, hee-haw. But I have another song that my wife has never really loved. The Little Drummer Boy. I love this song because it's a story that, from what we can tell in the history, it was written back in around the 1940s to 50s. There's no real path for it or no real record. And I love the song, the story of a little child who had no riches, no power, nothing. Little baby, ba-rum-pa-pum-pum. I'm going to skip all the rum-pa-pum-pums part. Little baby, I am a poor boy too. I have no gift to bring that's fit to give our king. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. You have yourself, your talents, your gifts. And that is more important than the giant gifts. In Mark 12:43, Jesus, you know the story, called his disciples
to him and he said, "Truly I say to you, the poor widow who put in 2 copper coins has put in more than all those others contributing to the offering box, because she was giving of what she had. She was giving of herself. She was giving in worship. And other people were giving what they had to elevate themselves and look better." So now, shall I pray for you? Shall I play for you, actually? And Mary nodded. The ox and lamb kept time. I would have liked to see that. Now, I got to put a preface in here. This didn't happen. Okay, so don't. It's a Christmas special. It's something that is a picture of what we give. I played my best for him. Then he smiled at me. So, where am I going with this? I hope you're ready to celebrate. I hope you're ready to bring some noise and be a little loud, because there was, about 2 months ago, London, who's very quiet, she's an introvert, much like my wife, doesn't like to be in front of people, and she started taking drum lessons. And I was talking to she and Ella out in the entryway, and I said, "Would you guys be willing to play and bring your gift to share with us in our Christmas service? Would you guys do that?" And London looked at me like I'm crazy. She looked at me like, "No." And then I said, "Just pray about it. Bring your gift." And so I'm excited this morning that as the music team is going to close us with a few songs. And the first one is "The Little Drummer Boy," and how glad I am to see London and Ella up there bringing their gifts.